Hello, and welcome to another podcast episode of Arise and Thrive After Silent Abuse. I pray that each and every one of you are doing well. You're still yet encouraged. You're still yet moving forward in the things of God. We've been talking about over the last couple of episodes, this entire podcast, we've been talking about Christian narcissists and some of the strategies that they use to control and manipulate their victims. Over the past couple of episodes, we've talked about isolations and the importance of a support group. We've talked about gaslighting. We've talked about triangulation. We've talked about projecting. We've talked about, on the last episode, we talked about how they will isolate you through strong control and manipulation, which is a form of witchcraft. On this week, on this episode, and I would tell you, if you've missed any of those that I've just named off, any of those episodes, please subscribe to the podcast and go back and take a listen. I promise you that will bless you. That's my prayer anyway, is that anyone that God divinely connects to this podcast, that you will be blessed and that the content that's being released will be exactly what you need in this season because of the relationship that you're in with a narcissistic partner. Okay, so on this episode, we're going to be discussing another strategy. And this strategy on this episode is called psycho-emotional abuse. Remember, this is silent abuse. It's not physical abuse at the hands of a narcissist. They release and they silently abuse you, and they silently and abuse your mentals. So it's mental and emotional abuse, which no one can see. Physical abuse, you can see the scars, you can see the bruises, you can see all of that. But when you're being silently abused, they're abusing your mentals. They're raping your emotions, right? And so this is what we're going to be talking about on this episode, psycho-emotional abuse. Now, what is that? Psycho-emotional abuse, it is a cornerstone of a narcissistic relationship. And it involves the regular and deliberate use of a range of words and non-physical actions with the purpose to manipulate their victim, with the purpose to hurt their victim, to weaken or frighten their victim mentally and emotionally, right? Psycho-emotional abuse, it distorts, it confuses or influences that victim's thoughts and actions within their everyday lives, right? Changing that victim's sense of self and harming their well-being. It belittles them. It insults them. It demeans them. It slowly erodes that person or that victim's self-esteem and confidence, right? And this type of abuse can leave their victim feeling unworthy of support and trapped in a cycle of isolation. Right. So they abuse your emotions to chip away at your self-esteem, which your self-esteem ties into your identity. So now you're just kind of walking around confused, right? Trapped, feeling like you're unworthy because you don't even know who you are because of that level of silent abuse that they're using over you. Okay, but it's important for you to remember in this season, in your lifetime, that you deserve love, respect, and kindness. You deserve that. But when you're in a narcissistic relationship, right, that person makes you feel as if you're unworthy to be loved. You're not qualified to be loved. You know, you don't deserve to be treated with kindness, love, and respect, right? Because in their minds, you're their property. So they want to belittle and demean you as much as possible to keep you up underneath them so that you'll never feel qualified to be like, I deserve to be loved. But it's all a part of the manipulation and the control and the when it comes to your mentals, right? So if they keep you at that place, now you're trapped. You're trapped in that cycle of isolation. You're trapped and you're stuck and you're feeling as if I don't deserve to be loved. Right? They're neglecting me, they're abandoning me, they're rejecting me, and that's because I have all these faults. But that's only because of the words that have come out of that narcissist's mouth concerning you. So I need you to come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy concerning you, and for you to remember that you deserve love, respect, and kindness. And you have to know your self-worth. You have to know what you bring to the table. You have to know what you're not going to accept. But if they can keep you stuck in that place, then they're going to continue to tear you down, your self-esteem, right? Your value, your worth, right? But I want to tell you on this episode, it's time for you to rise up and it's time for you to start loving on yourself and to come out of those cycles and to come out of that isolation and to get unstuck in this season, because you were created in your Father's image to be a reflection of Him and to live an abundant and a fulfilled life, right? He tells us, for it was you who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I have been fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you're doubting in this season, come on now, your worth, your beauty, you were created in your daddy's image to look just like him. And we know in our Father's image, there's nothing defected. There's nothing negative. There's nothing bad. Come on now. I need you to grab that. Also in 1 John 3:1, if you need a little more confirmation, it says, how great is the love that the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. So I want you to know on this episode, your Father loves you so very, very much. Then I'm going to drop another scripture for you that you can go back and read it for yourself. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Amen. So if your Father loves you, you're worth loving. You've always been worth loving because your Father loves you. Don't let anyone or anybody tell you differently. Don't let anyone or anybody treat you differently than what the Word of God says and how the Father feels about you. So I need you to be encouraged in this season. Start loving yourself. Know your value. Know your worth. Know what you bring to these relationships. And don't fall for the tricks of the enemy. Don't fall for the lies of the enemy concerning who you are and what you bring to the table. Know that what you bring, you're an asset. Wherever you go, whoever connects with you, whatever relationship you're in, you bring value, right? You bring purpose. You bring all the good things. Why? Because you were created in your Father's image to be a reflection of Him. And there's no defaults in the Father. So I want you to be encouraged. After this poor, that's all I have. I just need you to start loving yourself. It saddens me because I'm seeing so many mighty women of God and they're walking around with their head hung down on the outside and in the spirit because they're allowing their partners and they're remaining in these toxic relationships. So they're allowing it. They're allowing those toxic and dysfunctional partners to abuse them. I need you to take your power back. I need you to take your authority back, right? I need you to love yourself, because when you love yourself, you won't allow anyone or anything to abuse you. I've been there. I did that. I allowed that individual to do that, right? Because of what I didn't know. So this is why I come out and I release this content, because I want you to know. I don't want it to be that you don't know and you maintain your position and you stay in that toxic relationship, that toxic covenant, because you didn't know. And maybe you were afraid because of how they were silently abusing you. But I want to let you know that you're not alone. You are not alone. There are other men and women of God out there going through the same silent abuse that you are. But God has made a way for you to come up out of that thing. You do not have to remain your position in that toxic relationship. You do not have to be fearful of leaving a toxic situation that you know is killing you. It's breaking you down. It's tearing you down, right? God has given you the power and authority to trample on that serpent's head. Take your power back. Take your authority back. And that's my prayer as I continue to release content about being silently abused by a Christian narcissist or just a narcissist. I'm actually giving you your authority back. I'm giving you the information and the content you need to take your authority back and to make the right decision concerning you in this hour. Amen. So I want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged and love yourself. Love yourself first, and then everybody else will be fine. You love God, love yourself, everything else will line up. So start loving yourself in this hour. Take that power and that authority back, because you have the right. That's all I have on for this podcast, but make sure that you subscribe and please share this podcast channel with others who you know that maybe is going through this, and maybe that this podcast would be a blessing. Because my prayer, right, is that this content that I release on a weekly, that it be a blessing to any and all that listen to it. Because if you connect with this podcast, it was a divine connection. And the Father loved you enough to know exactly what you need. But if you know others out there that this would be a blessing to, please feel free to share and tell them to go out there and to subscribe to the channel so they can catch up on all the other episodes that I've talked about concerning a narcissist, a Christian narcissist, and the strategies and the silent abuse and how they do it. And all. So you can be aware, right? You can be aware and you'll know. You won't be in the dark. You'll see the red flags and you'll know how to make better decisions from here. So I just pray nothing but blessings over each and every one of you. And just want to let you know that you shall live and not die, right? You shall live and not die. And there's freedom in the truth, and the truth is what's going to set you free. So this is why I'm out here releasing the truth, releasing parts of my story so that you will know, because it's time for you to be set free. Why? Because you shall live and not die, and God will and shall complete the great work that he's already begun down on the inside of each and every one of you, and you will and you shall be. And walk out everything that the Father have called you to be. Amen. Until the next episode, love, peace, and blessings to each and every one of you. You all take care. Stay in position. Stay rightly postured. And don't you dare give up. Why? Because the Father has not given up on you. Love you much. Bye-bye.